The following podcast is part of the Never Nervous Network, a podcast network showcasing the best and brightest new shows coming out of Louisville, Kentucky. Catch up on all the local haps with the Never Nervous podcast. Get your horror movie fix with the House by the Video Store. Discuss hot button topics with the Parade of Horribles podcast. Hear an actual conversation on actual conversations, and then get wild with me, Sean Thriller Smith, on the Sean vs. Wild podcast. The Never Nervous Podcast Network is available on iTunes, so like, subscribe, rate, and review. Keep up to date on everything going on in Louisville, Kentucky with the Never Nervous Network. What's up, Wildlings? It's Sean Thriller Smith. This is the Sean vs. Wild podcast, the show putting rad back into talk radio. Thank you, as always, for tuning into the show. And on today's episode, I'm continuing the theme again this week of showcasing some brand new music and brand new artists, this time with Quick Runner. I had singer slash guitarist Ryan Matthews here in the Smithsonian to chat about Quick Runner. He's going to tell me all about the new album that they're doing with my main man, Joe Brock, here at Supernatch Studios. And also he's going to mention their first show, which is 1 week from today, March 21st at Taproom, 1056 Bardstown Road, Louisville, Kentucky. They're playing with Darlington Pears. And, you know, if you're local, you know where Taproom is. You don't need me to tell you where Taproom is. I had many a good time at Taproom myself, sometimes too good of a time, just to be honest with you. So you're definitely going to want to go there. You're going to want to have a good time also. And later on in the show, we are going to talk about our love with our love for paranormal, aliens, UFOs, unsolved mysteries, and Ryan's podcast, Drink On It Couchcast. So make sure to check out his show, too. It's on iTunes and SoundCloud. And yeah, man, this week has been a busy one for me here at Sean vs. Wild. I mean, I just got so much going on here, and I just got my first merch order in. I got a web store going up this week. Be on the lookout for it. It's on Big Cartel, just like, you know, so many other bands and clothing lines and merch stores that you love. So it's easy to find. No BS when it comes to checking out. I got a couple shirts available that are going to be available this week. Some drink koozies to keep your cold bevs cold as heck. And if you like what you hear, you want to support the show, help me continue to make some rad content with, you know, all the while keeping the lights on. You know, feel free to check out that and pick up some swag there, pick up some merch there. And all my merch is printed through Shane at Audiophile. I was just there this weekend, saw hundreds of different items to print on, all these different colored inks and screens, and Shane just keeps his business growing and growing, and, you know, and he's still offering the best prices anywhere. So if you want a sick deal on some killer shirts, koozies, sweatshirts, hoodies, under panties, dad hats, track shorts, booty shorts, you know, whatever you want a killer deal on, brother, you better check out www.audiophileinc.com and tell them that Sean sent you. Again, that's www.audiophileinc.com, AudiophileInc.com. So yeah, big thanks to everyone for tuning in. As always, thanks for listening to the show. If you haven't, you know, please like, share, subscribe, rate, review. Ratings are super important. Just takes a second to hit those 5 stars. It helps me out tremendously. Big thanks to Never Nervous and Audiophile Inc. for sponsoring today's show. Thanks to Ryan Matthews for being on. And thanks to Joe Brock, as always, for booping the dials, laying the tiles, playing trials, and TiVoing X-Files. That's important. I got to catch up on my back episodes. So, yeah, guys, that's going to be it for me. Thanks again for tuning in. Let's get wild. Peaking, Indiana, brother.
Peaking, Indiana, dude. We ain't peaking, are we?
So I'm glad that I now know where you work. I'm not going to give a big shout out here, but the thing is, you're like, I work at this liquor store, and I was like, where is this liquor store? You're like, yeah, I didn't even know it was there either.
No, I had no idea. The thing is, it was a situation where I had to get alcohol for somebody else because it was like one of the closest places around my place, but I didn't have any idea that it was there either. I just thought there was an animal hospital right there on Allison Lane. I'll just go ahead and tell you where I work because obviously you're going to find out if I keep telling you hints.
Well, what's good is I went all the way down 10th Street thinking it was by that other animal hospital. Apparently Jeffersonville, not only does it have a lot of liquor stores, it has multiple animal hospitals.
Really? I didn't know that at all.
Let me ask you this question about working in a liquor store. Has anyone ever come up to you and demanded a keg of beer?
No. I don't even think we actually do kegs of beer. So I haven't had anybody. It's usually a bunch of regulars. Like, we have people come in there, and I mean,
no, potential werewolves come in and demand a keg of beer, and then when you don't give it to them, their eyes glow purple.
No.
And intimidate you into giving them a keg of beer.
No, there's been people that come in for like a fancier things that like that we don't have. Like, I think the main thing we get is people saying, like, do you have a fifth of Weller's? I'm like, no, we don't have Weller's. I'm so sorry.
No, we do have Well whiskey, though.
Like, yeah, we do have Well's whiskey.
We have bottom shelf whiskey, if you would like that.
If you want Beam's 8-star, we have a shit ton of that.
We actually have a ton of it. All right, guys, welcome to the Sean versus Wild podcast. I'm your host, Sean Thriller Smith, and in the studio with me today, Ryan Matthews, the Birdman.
How's it going, everybody?
We're showcasing his brand new musical project, Quick Runner, on the show today.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty excited to have you on the podcast, not only to showcase your music, but also because you also have a love of podcasts and you have your own podcast.
Yeah.
You've got a voice for it.
I'm actually happy you said that because you're probably one of the people that I ask more questions to than anybody about our podcast. For anybody that doesn't know me, our podcast is Drink On It Couchcast, and we kind of went on hiatus for a little bit, but we're going to bring it back. I do a lot of art, stuff like that, so we're actually doing some like logos and stuff like that. But
I saw the new logo.
You like that?
I do like it.
I think I want to keep it faceless.
I knew exactly who it was just by the head shape. So you know it's going to be good, guys.
So you know who was Jude, who was TJ?
By head shaped only.
Well, I think mine was more chin shape.
Yeah, I think that definitely. Well, hair shape. Yeah. You and I have the same hair shape.
Yeah, we have the same
hair shape. Which is a shaved head or a beanie. Like, we're wearing a hat at some point.
I'm wearing a knitted beanie right now to cover the fact that I shave my head regularly.
Right, exactly. And it's cold out.
I don't really pull off the Billy Corgan as well as you do, so.
Right. I met Billy Corgan once, and I didn't know that he was, like, 7 foot tall.
Oh, shit.
He's not really 7 feet tall, but he was, for me, who's only, like, 5'6".
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just blame it on me being short, but he was considerably taller than me.
Well, you guys met him at a Warped Tour, right?
We met him at the Alternative Press Music Awards.
Oh, word.
Like, you got that year that you would get in to the Alternative Press Music Awards.
Yeah.
If you're on the Warped Tour.
Uh-huh.
And I got to meet him there. I also got to meet CM Punk.
Who's that? I'm not.
He's a pro wrestler.
Pro wrestler, yeah.
So.
See, I'm not as savvy on the pro wrestling. I mean, I can tell you, like, some of my favorites would be The Rock,
because which would definitely be Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, he's just the best shit talker, and that's the thing that I look for in my wrestler. You know
right.
what I mean?
He's The Rock. You're the Bird.
I am the bird.
So you've got Drink On It Couchcast.
Yeah.
And what's for those listening? Nice little cross promotion here. You get to be on my show. Maybe I'll be on your show one day.
I think we should do that simulcast like you were talking about that one time. Like, definitely. Why don't I just set my shit up right now?
How about what are we waiting on, guys?
Hey, there we go. I brought some of it in the backpack just in case. Drink On A Couchcast is basically we like to shed light on – it's kind of what you do a little bit. We like to shed light on local stuff like bands, music, food,
right.
beer, anything like that, just anybody doing anything. It really didn't have much of a, we weren't too picky as far as like who we brought on or anything like that. It wasn't necessarily pointed straight at music. It wasn't necessarily pointed straight at anything. We were just kind of talking. Like, it was mainly friends drinking some booze.
And just having a great conversation.
Just, yeah, and sometimes we just winged it.
We just winged it. Sometimes we just winged it.
Did you get that flutter on there?
That will not be edited out. That's perfect.
No, I want that. I want everything.
Organic. But, we're going to make it organic, guys.
Yeah, I like the organic. But that's another thing that we did on the Couchcast is we didn't edit anything. Everything was raw dog.
Just
shit.
Raw dog. We just gripped it and ripped it, bro.
Yeah, for real, man. We did. It was the ripping and the tearing. We just like
the
just,
ripping and the tearing.
We just took it on, man. And most of the time we had Evan Williams. We went for a little bit thinking that we were going to buy different kinds of alcohol every week.
Right.
But it literally just ended up being TJ going to the liquor store. Like, hey, I brought Evan Williams. Like, okay, well, we'll drink
this
that.
This became the Evan Williams couch cast.
Yeah, the Evan Williams drink on a couch cast.
You know, I try to accommodate my guests with whatever they like to drink.
Yeah, and Evan did a really good job. He gave me this... Well, you gave me the glass and the ice cubes, but he supplied me with this bourbon, that
delicious ale-ate and a mystery bourbon.
Yeah, the mystery bourbon, which I don't think any of us know. I don't even think Evan knows.
Evan was like, I'm not even sure what's in that decanter.
Yeah, it's usually just the bottom of the barrel.
It's a nice well. Yeah. It's Weller's, actually, probably. It's probably Weller's.
It's Weller's. We'll just pretend.
I try to accommodate my guests with whatever they like to drink, and a lot of times I end up drinking that. Most of the time it's Coors Light or Miller Light or something, like some sort of light beer.
Yeah.
But I have been adventuring out lately, mostly like with flavored vodkas and lemonade for one podcast or what have you. So it gets kind of strange. I'm trying new things. I'm mostly a beer drinker or a whiskey drinker.
See, I'm a big bourbon guy, and I like my beer, but when Jude used to pick... It would always be like some sort of flavored...
Hey, Jude.
Hey, Jude.
Zing. Probably never heard that one before, buddy.
I know, right?
This is 100% original. You heard it first, right here.
Or, yeah. We do nothing but original stuff. We don't like to steal stuff from other people.
No, absolutely not.
But he would usually get flavored vodka, and he was big on like the... I don't know, like the whipped cream type stuff. I mean, it tasted good. Like,
right.
But I don't know if I like my liquor to taste good.
It's very... I used to drink a lot of birthday cake vodka and things like that. And
Smirnoff, baby.
When you're younger and you're like, oh, this is tasty. But now I try to drink it. I'm like, man, this is really turning my stomach after just a few simple glasses.
Yeah, I feel like we've all matured since the days of Burnett's.
For Burnett's vodka. Burnett's, if you're listening, shout out to Burnett's. Sure
not. Yeah, we're name dropping as hell right now. So if you guys could just like hook me up with a little supply of maybe like... Your pink lemonade?
Do you have a birthday or a whipped Irish cream or something?
I need something to make a good Caucasian. So,
gotcha. Well, so you guys talk mostly about local goings on, and you said food. What's your local place? What's your local go to place? What would
you
recommend?
As far as food,
yeah, food and beverage.
I'm a big sushi guy, so as far as food, I'm gonna go Dragon King's Daughter because that place is fantastic, and I love tempura fried sushi. I usually get the Indulgent. As far as beer, shout out to my old work, Against the Grain. If you guys are hearing this, any of you, that place has got some of the best beer.
I agree.
I love that shit.
In the Louisville, if you're in the Louisville area, I agree.
Yeah, they have this beer called Sit Your Ass Down, and it's I love the name, but it's a good like it's like a citrus hoppy. It's an IPA.
Heard they recently added more hops
to it. Okay, I'm gonna need to see your ID immediately. But as far as beer, I would say that would be like the place that I usually go to. Flat 12 is actually really good around here. Like,
I haven't been there yet,
dude. It's so good. They're I forgot what beer it was. It's something. It's something that has to do with biking, cycle.
The Lance Armstrong.
Yeah. but
the Pee Wee Herman.
I'm a big IPA guy, so any place I go, it's usually IPA, which I don't really, my friends don't really share that love like I do, so.
I have to have a very light beer, I feel like.
When you go for the Pilsners?
Yeah, Pilsners. If they have a cream ale, that's probably the one I'll go with.
A nice lager.
They have a nice lager, I would probably deal with that. So, Ryan, I didn't have you come on here just to talk about your favorite local fare. I want to talk about your music.
Okay. Well, that's something I want to talk about.
You got Quick Runner. What's Quick Runner up to?
Quick Runner is right now we are recording, which if anybody's ever heard of Dead Squirrel Studios, my boy Joe Brock, he's actually the guy that edits this podcast.
Yes.
So
I always refer to his studio. I forgot Dead Squirrel, but I always call it Super Natch.
Well, no, that's the separate studio that he edits your stuff at.
Oh, yes, that's the separate studio, Super Natch.
Super Natch. I like that. I might start calling it that. It was just like when we had the shed back in the day when he was playing in the shed. He used to call it Dead Squirrel Studios because he found a dead squirrel right outside the shed. So immediately. That was the name for it. But we're in there right now. We're actually recording a 5-song EP.
EP.
The way you said that, a 5-song EP.
Yeah, I could have said that a little weirder. But right
recording
now,
a 5-song EP.
EP.
But we're recording with him right now. He does a really good job. We're actually set to play our first show March 21st at Tap Room. So
if anybody in Louisville knows what Tap Room is.
That show will probably be off the hook because everyone, that place, Tap Room, is always packed.
Oh, both, yeah, I know it, man.
Both buildings.
And I feel like we've been getting a lot of good good feedback from like even our older recordings.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of people, which I didn't expect it, but there's a lot of anticipation for that show, which is pretty cool. That's like not something I've ever really had besides maybe like being in Aha Baby Yeah with you.
Yeah.
So, and oh yeah, by the way, yeah, we used to be in a band together.
Yeah, that's true. You did play bass. You did your time in Aha Baby Yeah, just like every other Southern Indiana musician.
I did a year's time. In UHBY.
I served 1 year in the UHBY Army.
That was fun though, man. Going on tour with you was probably like one of my favorite parts. Probably the Captain Coconuts thing.
Ah, yes, the Captain Coconuts.
Senior Captain Coconuts.
We have a lot of long hours in the van, so you really have to entertain yourself. Here I am in Beaver Creek, and I don't really give a damn.
Dude, my favorite thing was probably when you read everybody's Facebook post in that European accent, like British accent.
I still do that from time to time. Yeah, I will.
Why don't you have a segment on
here? Maybe on the segment on the show, be like, what are you doing? I'm just reading random people's face. I'm reading my news feed, but in a classically trained voice.
Classically trained.
So Quick Runner's got a show. You got your show at Tap Room. Who else is playing that show?
It's the Darlington Pairs. It's Cliffy Maddens and Aaron Burt Owens. Those are the only two I actually know that are in that band, but that's because they're just good friends of mine.
Yeah.
Shout out to Aaron Burt Owens because you fix my guitar every time it's messed up, so you're the reason I'm going to be playing my guitar at this show.
Those tantalizing arbors.
Those tantalizing, beautiful pearl arbors.
Pearl arbors. Yeah, so, okay, so you got a new album that you're recording with Joe Brock,
mm-hmm.
and it's probably sounding super natch.
Dude,
he was like, I always want you to sound natural, sound natch, sound super natch.
Dude, I can't, hold on, I got a burp, but I can't, I don't know, my expectations have been filled by him, man. Like, he's really good at what he does, and he's really quick at it, too, and that's one thing that our guitarist, Mikey, he noticed. He was like, man, Joe's really quick at this, like.
Joe has an all-around great ear for music, not only just writing it or playing it. He can pick up things really quick, but he just has an overall scope of how it should sound or how it should be recorded or what to do. And I can't think like that. I can't be a person that
either.
Can see a big picture like that.
Oh, I just keep knocking stuff on the table.
On the brand new coffee table, guys.
So if anybody, I know you guys can't see this, but this is a visually stunning coffee table. It just looks well-rounded. It doesn't have any round parts on it.
It's rectangular as it can be.
It's rectangular.
Straight 90 degree angles.
But, yeah, if you guys see Joe around, just compliment him on his big ears.
His big ears.
No, but he hears stuff that I just wouldn't think of, and he'll just be like, dude, did you hear that? That was a little weird to me. I'm like, no, I didn't hear any of that. What are you talking about? But that's the type of person you want recording your album, is somebody that has ears like that, because he just notices this stuff that just is imperfect that he just wants to fix. Man, he's a perfectionist, and I'm really happy to be working with him.
Yeah. Like I said, he just got that vibe. Like, sometimes you see people like, I kind of compare it to like when you watch those home renovation shows or you see people that like buy those shit homes, you know, and then they're like, oh yeah, we're going to do this, this, and this. And you can picture this here and this is how it's going to be. And I'm like, no, I can't picture any of this. All I can see is this home, this home that needs to be renovated.
Yeah,
I can't see the big picture.
I see a room with that has furniture in it that you don't like.
Yeah, that's all I can see.
But I think it looks all right, but you could probably make it a little better.
Yeah, you could probably make it happen. So how did Quick Runner come about?
Quick Runner was started probably, I want to say about a year ago, maybe a little bit longer. It was actually a project that I started with a friend of mine, Chris Pelly, and he's actually back in it for the moment. we'll see how everything goes with that. And
he has a podcast too, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's Say Whatever Podcast.
Dude, it's podcast wars out here.
Yeah, we will. And I feel bad because the last Drink on a Couchcast sode we did, we talked a lot of shit about one of the people that were on there. But don't disregard Say Whatever because of that guy. Because I won't name names because the rest of them are really cool guys. This guy that I'm talking about, though, he just gets a little drunk and he just likes to tell you you're a piece of shit and that you don't take it seriously. And you're just like, well, obviously, I'm happier not taking it as seriously as you do because you are just downing everybody, and that's not cool.
Guys, I have no affiliation with what Matthews is saying here. Maybe it's a cool podcast. I don't know. Yeah, Nothing but love for all my favorite local podcasts.
That's the thing. It is a cool podcast. He was just the only person that was just like really negative. And like Pelly, he's a cool guy. Alex Dyke, really cool guy. Trevor Neely, actually, he's a part of that podcast as well. And I think you guys have actually mentioned him on the show. Being like the craziest Star Wars fanatic.
Dude, I would love to get Trevor Neely on the show, especially since a couple weeks ago I had a good friend of mine, Jawan, on the show, who is anti-Star Wars.
What would it be like to get them in a room? Right,
that's exactly what I want to do, guys. That's just my plan. If I can get them to yell at each other and record it, I think it would be great. What's your standpoint on Star Wars?
I love Star Wars, but I'm not necessarily as big of a fan as Trevor. He actually, dude, some of the stuff he like throws at me is stuff that I would never even care to fucking go look at ever. Like, he knows a lot of stuff about the expanded universe. He knows a lot of stuff about the new expanded universe because, I mean, they kind of just like went crazy and took every canon piece out of Star Wars and just revamped it.
Right.
But Star Wars to me, it's kind of like a childhood thing. Like, I remember when I was younger, my granddad had a shit ton of VHS tapes that he just recorded from TV.
Yep.
So yeah,
if you had cable,
yeah, basically. So he had a lot of those, and my main go-tos were probably A New Hope and the first Ninja Turtles movie. Like those were the two. Actually, no, it wasn't even the first one. It was Secret of the Ooze.
Ah, nice.
Those were my favorite two movies when I was younger. So I guess I am a pretty good Star Wars fan. I don't know.
I was old enough to see both the first and the second Ninja Turtles in the theater.
Are you
fucking kidding
me?
I saw them both in the theater, actually.
Wow.
And I remember, like,
the third one probably went straight to DVD.
I think it went straight to VHS.
Yeah,
yes.
My bad.
I remember thinking, like, oh my God, Vanilla Ice is so cool. Like,
oh, yeah.
This is the coolest dude I've ever seen.
T-U-R-T-L-E.
Just go, Ninja. Go, Ninja.
Oh, yeah.
Go,
I forgot about that. Go, that was in That's when, isn't that when they first discover Taka and Rezar?
Yeah, man.
And they just plow through that club.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you know what? I've got some mutant animals here. I better write a real impromptu rap.
Yeah.
And maybe do an impromptu choreographed dance routine. The best part is,
I forgot that he did a dance routine for that movie. And wasn't it Michelangelo that did some breakdancing in that scene?
And everybody's like going ham because of these dance moves. And the best part is like there's a little like section later on in the movie where it shows like a newspaper and it says something like Ninja Rap takes New York by storm or something like that. Like, could you imagine like if one person at one time played one song impromptu and it just like took over the world?
Yeah,
Ninja Rap taking over all of New York.
Well, this just in, we're at a live feed. This song is taking over. It's literally taking everybody by ear.
By ear. And here we just went right off topic again. So shout out to Trevor Neely. Shout out to Say Whatever podcast. And
my boys.
And then let's get back to business. So Chris Pelly and yourself.
Yeah, we started the band a long time ago. We had a member of Will Mercer. You're out in L.A. right now, but I'm gonna talk about you. He's actually the one that came up with the name, Quick Runner. We had a list of names that were just no good. He came up with that one. I hated it at first, but then it kind of grew on me. But we started with this song called Bones, and it kind of like was the segue into everything because Bones basically, it was the first song me and Chris Pelly wrote together, and then we just started forming from there, and then we had two other songs. But mostly, I mean, Chris Pelly was there for most of it, but it was mostly like my baby, I guess. Like when I went into the studio to record the first three songs, the originals, if you guys want to check it out, SoundCloud, blah, blah, blah. But
SoundCloud what?
SoundCloud.com/QuickRunnerBand.
QuickRunner Band. Gotcha. Okay.
We're all going off right now. I don't know. Was that me?
I don't know. Somebody definitely went off.
I think that was me.
I'm on vibrate, bro.
Yeah, I'm in a...
Oh, come on, dude. That's podcast 101. Put it on the vibes.
I totally forgot. I'm actually in a group band conversation about the recording process right now. So it's just like I kind of had to ignore everybody for a little bit. But the very beginning stages was just me and Chris Pelly. I played most of the... I played everything, basically, for the recording.
Bass,
yeah. I played bass, basically. I don't know why I added that to you.
Basically.
But, I played the bass for that recording, and then we had Joe Brock play drums for Bones, and then we had Robbie Ward play the other two songs all as well and Sitting Down. Those two are they're from Foxbat. Basically, for a while, Foxbat was our drummer. So
right.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, but... Then we started forming a band after that. Like, kind of the recordings brought the people out of the woodwork, and we had Alex Dyke playing bass, and we had TJ playing drums, and then everybody kind of quit. I guess they just had other stuff to do. I know Alex and Pelly kind of had Say Whatever podcast that they were doing, like, a lot of the time. So they left us, and then we got a guy named Robert Frakes, really good dude. He used to play keyboard for Anna Lynn, if anybody has ever heard of them. I mean, in the Indiana Louisville region.
Right, yeah. You know Clay from Foxbat was in Anna Lynn.
Yeah, Clay was actually the original drummer, wasn't he? And then Jared Howell, who plays in another band of Clay's, which is Light Treasons, was in Anna Lynn as well. And we got him, who... He just brought a lot of stuff to the table, man. Like, right. he's got the most expensive equipment I've ever seen in my life.
I did see that head that was over at the recording space the other day, and I was God. What is this machine?
That is a Kemper, and that thing is nuts. Like, it's got just simulations of different amps, where people profile their amps and just put it into this big database, which is his amp.
Right.
And he actually uses that live. He's got two active speakers for his bass cabs, which is really weird,
right?
Because they're powered. But then he uses those. They're on it. I guess they're essentially PA monitors, almost.
Right?
Like, but he hooks that with his Kemper head, and it sounds insane. But that's what we're actually using to record right now. And
I can only imagine.
Dude, it's crazy. I've never used a Rebel 30 before, but I have now
to the Kemper.
Thanks to the Kemper. But he just brought a lot of equipment to the table. Then we got this guy. Actually, I want to say Michael Blankenbaker. He came in before Robert, and he was a good friend of Pelly's and Alex's, and it was a surprise that he stayed in. I thought he was going to leave when they left, but he ended up being probably... And I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, Quick Runner, but he's probably one of my most valuables in that project,
right?
Because he writes, he's an amazing guitar player. Some of the stuff he plays is stuff that I just would have never thought. And
right.
He's kind of quick with his fingers, man. Like, there's this one part in Bones, it's just like, it's like, what the hell?
Dude, it's nice when you have somebody to bounce ideas off of, you know?
Yeah, he's really cool.
Opposites that can complement each other to make a cohesive sound.
Yeah, he's really cool, because I'm kind of the driver as far as like a rhythm guitar. Like, I have most of the distortion and overdrive. Like, he's more of a clean guy that he uses, what is it, like a Fender Deluxe, like reissue from whenever,
right?
60s probably. And he uses that, and he's just real into his clean amps, and then he uses pedals to kind of give him the effect that he needs. But his tone is just really good. It's more of a clean tone that complements my, like, real dirty tone.
He's a little bit country, you're a little bit rock and roll.
Yeah.
In a vague sense, not about your musical
style.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You're the Fonz, and he's Richie Cunningham. That's what you're saying.
Boom.
I wear a leather jacket. He wears a Letterman's jacket. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. But he's a good compliment to the band. But most of this music, as far as the start of it, some of it's been written like 10 years ago.
Right.
That I just randomly brought back. This is probably the best music I've ever written personally. So even if nobody likes it, I love it. So I'm really happy to do it.
So essentially, this is a long time coming. It's a decade in the making, basically.
Basically.
You've got songs from all different parts and times in your life.
Yeah, even
and now
parts
you got
like,
a solid lineup.
Yeah, I love it.
So,
but like even parts of like certain songs are like recycled parts of other songs that I just combined together to make like a better song.
Right,
kind of. So it's all a little older than you think, but it's. I love it, man.
That's awesome. So, any theme or anything for the album, or is it just simply what you? It's just this is the bird life for the last 10 years.
That's kind of weird. It's a weird question to answer. There's no theme for the actual EP itself, but there is a kind of like ominous tone to the stuff that I do write. Bones is about a guy who has passed away. He decides that he's not necessarily ready to be dead yet, so he puts his spirit into the love or like somebody close to him's body, just kind of like kicks him out,
right?
And lives on as them for the rest of time. Then I have another song about, it's called "Sitting Down Versus Standing Up," and it's literally about a guy who watches a girl through her window for like years and claims that he knows her better than anybody else, even her friends.
That's creepy, Bird.
It's,
the Bird Man.
It's nothing. None of it's about me.
None of it's about me. This isn't about my life.
This isn't me. This isn't anything that
so,
I've done.
Jamie Palomino, if you see somebody through your window, that's not me.
Yeah, that's not me. That's somebody else.
So. Jamie Palomino is the name of the girl from Just Friends, by the way. Did you ever see Just Friends? Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds and who?
And Amy Smart.
Oh.
And Chris Klein's in it. It is a Christmas staple. Go ahead and check that out. It's on Netflix.
Christmas staple.
It is a great Christmas staple.
Okay, okay. I'll
oh, and Anna Faris is in it too. Anna Faris.
Okay, I know who that is.
There you go.
She's dating Chris Pratt now, isn't she?
I think they're married.
Oh, well, yeah.
They're dating. Or married. I'm not sure.
They're probably more than that.
I'll have to wait. When I get her on the show, she'll clarify that for us.
Yeah, she'll be on like next week, I think.
I think so. It just depends on if I have time. It depends. Yeah. A grueling schedule, this podcast.
I know. Thriller funds right there.
So you have prepared a musical track for us.
Yeah.
For everyone to listen to so you can, everybody can check it out and everybody can go to the show on March
21st.
March 21st at the Tap Room. You're going to be at the Tap Room anyway, guys. So
yeah.
You're going to check it out.
So you might as well.
What song do you want?
I think we're actually going to give you old Bones.
All right, guys. This is Bones by Quick Runner.
Inside you.
All right, everybody. That was Bones by Quick Runner. And I'm back here with the Birdman.
Birdman, good
Ryan
call.
Matthews. No one ever calls you the Birdman. It's just Bird.
Nobody
but
really
I've been calling
you
the Birdman the whole podcast. So maybe you'll have a cool new nickname. Not just the most original nickname, but a nickname, new one nonetheless.
Yo, I'm Lil Wayne's dad. No, nobody usually calls me Birdman. They call me Bird. For a while, it was...
And they call you One Take Bird, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Take one bird, right?
Take one bird. He took one. No, for the longest time, everybody called me Party Bird. And then it got shortened down to Bird.
That was back when you had spiky hair and wore headbands. No, you didn't have spiky
hair.
Did I ever have spiky hair? Yes, it was back when you had a faux hawk, probably. But you definitely wore headbands.
Yeah, I definitely wore headbands. I just don't know if I ever had spiky hair. That's a new one.
Maybe I made that up in my head.
Do you remember me like that?
Well, I remember when you wore sweatbands, like headbands.
Oh, yeah. I always wore, I didn't wear the Nike ones. I wore the Jumpman ones.
Yes. The Jordans.
Yeah. I wore those sweatbands. I call them headbands, but sweatbands.
Right, yeah. I don't want people to think that you're wearing, like, I don't know, some those one headbands that have, like, the teeth, you know? You know what I'm talking about? Like,
women wear it
when they clean the house?
You have to start from the forehead and go back?
Yeah. I said when women wear it when they clean the house. That sounds sexist, but the reason why I said that is just simply being raised by women. It just seems like my mom and my sister would always wear those when they're, like, trying to, like, I don't know, when they're cleaning on, when we were cleaning on Sunday. I was cleaning too, guys.
I like these flustered excuses.
Hey, man. This is the internet. It's 2017. Yeah. I want to make sure that I'm not misunderstood.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to be understood anymore. Like, you kind of have to jump through hoops before anybody's just like, okay, yeah, I accept what you said as not being completely negative. Or...
Oh, okay, you weren't being a complete asshole. Great.
I was trying not to be.
I'm just trying here.
It's the way I word things, I guess. I don't know.
But yes, okay, so Quick Runner, and that is... you got a show coming up March 21st. That's at the Tap Room.
That's at the New Old Tap.
The New Old Tap. And those recordings should be there. And if not, you've got a show on
April 14th, and that's at Magbar. We have that show with Midnight Channels and a band called Lotus Kid. And they're from Pittsburgh. I heard them. They're actually...
Oh, home of the Steelers.
Yeah, the Steelers.
I got my terrible towel already.
But... these guys, I mean, they're pretty good. The only song that I heard from them is a cover of another song.
Right.
So they actually said that they're in the studio right now, so they haven't sent anything my way. But Midnight Channels is someone to look forward to because they're an instrumental band, but they're good as hell. Like
they're good AH.
Yeah, definitely. this dude, Jacob Gibson, he used to work with me at Jimmy John's back in the day. He's their bass player. He's the mastermind behind it all. And, dude, that guy can play a bass. I've never seen anybody play a bass better than Jake. He's insane. That's like, insane.
Well, you heard it, guys. You have no excuse not to be there because you're going to get your mind blown.
Blown. And if it's not by us, it's by Midnight Channels or Lotus Kid. I don't know.
Or Lotus Kid.
That's a cool name.
You'll have your mind blown.
Blown.
And Bird, now, another thing that I wanted to touch on with you here, because you do have the Drink On It Couchcast, but you also have been flirting with the paranormal.
It's a very good word for it.
The dark side here, with having a show that is focused mainly on aliens, your interest in UFOs.
Yeah, it's actually a sub-series from Drink On It Couchcast that I started a little while ago. It's the Planet Eerie series, and which I like. I might just turn it into like another thing altogether because it's just my love for alien abductions and weird stuff, like eerie stuff. It doesn't really stop at alien abductions. It's more just really weird happenings.
Supernatural, paranormal. Yeah,
like stuff like, you know, like sleep paralysis. It can be the same type of thing. They actually believe that could be a product of alien abduction is sleep paralysis.
Really?
Yeah. You ever heard of people that wake up during amnesia? That like see people operating on, but they can't feel it and they can't move
during anesthesia.
Yeah,
amnesia.
Whoa!
Oh, whoa!
Why did I say that?
At first, I was like, they wake up during amnesia. How does that happen? And then, yeah, okay, anesthesia.
They wake up and they start remembering.
Start remembering immediately.
Yeah, immediately. But no, Anastasia, the movie.
The movie.
No, it's like that, like sleep paralysis. I actually was talking to a girl that I work with about it. She had some interesting things to say about it, but she didn't know the connection between possible abductions and that, because some people, they say they wake up, they can't move, they're completely awake, but everything's kind of a blur to them, and they can't control their body at all. And sometimes they say that people are standing over them, like shadow figures are standing over them and stuff like that. But then people were related to like demonic stuff. So
right,
it's all of it is included in my interest, I guess, in this right. whole podcast, because I like to I don't know. There's a couple people that reached out to me and this guy Aaron Moore. Hope you're listening. Another name drop, Aaron
another
Moore.
Another Aaron Moore.
another. He's actually going to be the co-host of that Planet Eerie series, and he's talked to some people. We actually had one girl. She talked to us about. She actually does art, and she did some paintings of what she experienced, which was pretty cool. And she's going to come on the show like later on, and that's going to be awesome. But the girl that I was talking to at work, she said she experienced a lot of sleep paralysis and stuff like that. So. Like, it's just stuff like that, you know, like,
right.
I'm looking into like people that have incredible stories. It may not necessarily be about alien abductions because nobody really knows what's going on. You know what I mean?
What do you think's going on?
I think they exist and they're abducting us, honestly.
Like, I think it's pretty cut and dry.
Yeah. This is it's aliens.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's aliens, but it's aliens.
It's aliens. But I believe that it exists. I believe that if they do have the technology that they have, I'm sure it's not out of reach for them to come to our planet and study us.
Right.
Like we study animals and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, it seems to be, I don't know, it's just infinite. You know, the right. universe is infinite. We don't know what's out there.
That's
so
true.
I'm going to go.
Of course,
ahead and
there's going to be, the odds are that there is something else out there.
There's huge odds.
You know, I mean, yeah, the infinite odds.
What the
hell? There's got to be something else going on out
there.
Yeah,
and apparently as soon as Trump became president, we found 7 other planets that we can live on.
That's true. That is crazy. Last week, we found 7 new inhabitable planets.
Yeah, and it wasn't in the same galaxy, like the same area?
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. Like, how does that...
Dude, science is so crazy because it's just like science is one way for about 10 years, and then you realize just like all this new stuff, and like science is just like obsolete.
Yeah.
Not science in general, but like things that we know, like we just find out so much more and over the matter of like, you know, when I was a kid, Pluto was a planet. Then it wasn't. Maybe it is. Yeah, now there's 7 other.
We're way past the Hubble telescope at this point. We're seeing a lot of stuff, which I don't necessarily agree that Pluto's not a planet.
I say, you know what, man? You've given it so much credit. Just let it be a planet.
It's been a planet ever since I was a child. I mean, actually,
it's been a planet since before we were kids.
Yeah, before we were kids, it was a planet, and then suddenly, when I'm in my
in our 20s,
when we're in our 20s, they're just going to tell me that Pluto's not a fucking planet.
Like, it definitely is.
You're killing me.
You mean Berenstein Bears was spelled with an E?
Dude, I was actually watching I was actually watching an episode of American Dad, which I love that show. They actually mentioned it in like the first season before this whole Berenstein thing came up, like the whole Mandela effect. They mentioned Berenstain in the episode. So they're saying Stain.
You know, I've always knew that it was actually Berenstain. And the reason...
Oh, did you?
I don't want to be that guy tooting my own horn here or like bragging. So hit me with a... Just say cool brag.
Yeah, cool, dude.
Yeah, just cool brag.
Cool brag,
but,
bro.
I remember being like, oh, it's Berenstain. And then when I saw it as a kid, be like, it's spelled A-I-N. This is crazy. But I remember thinking that as a kid, like that is... not spelled the way I thought it was going to be spelled.
Yeah, it's almost like the whole Lamb Chops thing. I didn't really expect to hear it again and to say the song that doesn't end instead of the song that never ends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this is a song that never ends. That's what I thought it was. And then they're telling me all these years later that it doesn't.
Did you ever think that there was a Sinbad movie where he played a genie? Because
no.
I never thought that either.
No, there was
millions of people think that there's a Sinbad movie where he's a genie. I was like, nope.
There was never a Sinbad movie. There was a Sinbad show back
there
in the day.
There was definitely a Sinbad movie called House Guest.
Well, yeah. I'm sure there was a Sinbad movie called... But there was a Sinbad show, but I'm pretty sure it didn't have Sinbad in it.
My thing is in retrospect, thinking about that, Sinbad, I feel like, always dressed like a genie. Like, I feel like he was always wearing like a purple shirt with like a green metallic vest.
It's like a purple fucking bowling shirt.
And like some, I don't know, I always picture him in like fucking like hammer pants or something. I don't know what it is. Like, I just always remember Sinbad wearing like purple or green. He kind of dressed like he had a genie vibe to him.
Yeah, like genie leprechaun.
But I knew he didn't make a. I knew he didn't make a movie.
No, I didn't think so either.
Not
that
falling
was like,
for that for one second.
That was one of those things. Like when that started getting around old Facebook FB, I was like, what is this? Do people? I mean, I understand the Berenstain thing. I understand the Lamb Chop thing, but this, I don't remember them there ever being a Sinbad movie.
Right? No, where never
he,
once.
What was it about? What were they saying? He was like some sort of pirate.
No, a genie.
Genie. Oh,
yeah. Yep. That's why I was talking about the genie stuff.
Shit, that just went right over my head.
Woo.
Yeah, woo. Yeah, I don't remember that. Were they thinking of Kazam?
Exactly. I think that's they were mistaking it for when Shaquille O'Neal played a genie.
Yeah, dude. Shaquille O'Neal, man. One of the best actors ever, dude. Watch the movie Steel.
Oh, dude, Steel. John Henry Irons.
Oh, yeah, dude. Watch him wave that hammer around. I was actually watching a... Superman the Animated Series, and they had an episode of Steel on it, which was pretty cool. I didn't know he was an actual DC character.
Yeah, Steel is one when Superman dies in The Death and Return of Superman. Spoiler alert, he didn't really die, guys. He was just in a Kryptonian sleep.
Yeah, and then he came back with really long hair.
Yeah, came back with like a cool, yeah, like 90s haircut.
Maybe a beard.
I think you wore, yeah, like black or something.
Yeah, he did
he
wear
definitely
black.
Had like the Nightwing haircut.
Well, they're saying Henry, what was his name?
But John Henry Irons, Steel, is like one of the people, like when Superman's gone, there's like, I don't know, there's like some other people that come to like, you know, be like the new Superman, and he's one of them.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that at all. You're teaching me things, and I'm a pretty big nerd. So, like, that's my thing is comics.
Yeah. So now you know.
Yeah.
But, so the Mandela Effect, and then what? Aliens. I was going to say something, though, about BuzzFeed, though, real quick. Because
yeah, go ahead.
When it's like, I get so tired of, like, when you get a BuzzFeed article on Facebook, because you're, like, talking about, like, when this was shared on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, BuzzFeed would, like, post an article that would be, like, people think that Sinbad was a genie, and now they're absolutely mind-blown that he was never in this movie. And it'll just show, like... 50 tweets, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And to be honest with you, 50 tweets, you're like, oh, man, yeah, I guess a lot of people are thinking about
that. But that's literally all they could find.
But when you really realize that there's billions of people on Twitter and only 50 of them think that Sinbad was in a genie movie,
really did their fucking research.
Yeah, we need to reevaluate here, and probably.
That's really funny. Yeah, I've noticed that, dude, I don't even pay attention to BuzzFeed on there anymore. I mean, some of their stuff's, like, interesting, but their YouTube videos are what's interesting.
Yeah, I agree. Saw like where they had these two women trained to be ultimate fighters for like a month, and it was awesome.
Really?
Yeah, they're just two women that worked in the studio or worked for BuzzFeed, and then they
the same people that try all the weird foods and stuff like.
There were actually two people that I had not seen before, and then just put them in a mixed martial arts class, had them go for like 90 days or whatever, and then they had like an exhibition.
Did
like
they turn out badass?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Dude, that sounds great.
But yeah, their YouTube is way better than their clickbait.
It's usually because it seems like BuzzFeed is pretty international as far as like who they have on their show. And I always, me and TJ are always watching my ex-roommate, good friend. We're always watching BuzzFeed, the BuzzFeed channel, and they're usually trying either really good food or horrible food from different places that are just crazy. And they have like... They have a segment where it's just like Irish people that try American foods and stuff like that. It's odd.
I haven't sat down and watched any, but I can only imagine some of the food that they'd be like that. I feel like somebody from another country would absolutely hate.
Oh God, there's some weird food.
What food do you hate the most?
What food do I hate the most? Well, lately it's been chicken liver.
Dude, why would you ever eat that?
Dude, my grandma makes it, man.
Okay.
She makes it, and I'm just like...
Shout out to your grandmother for making it.
Hey,
that's
meemaw.
Nice of her to do that, but that would not be my first choice.
Meemaw, you're the most beautiful person on earth. I wish you wouldn't make such ugly things.
Chicken livers.
Yeah. And they don't go well with mayonnaise and bread.
Oh, my gosh, dude. No,
it pisses me off.
That sounds like something I would not want to eat.
I'm gonna say chicken livers and lima beans. Lima beans, I just want... to throw everywhere. If anybody puts lima beans on my plate,
It's going down your shirt.
That's it. It's a bird. It's a wrap for Bird. He's not going to have lima beans. Now I know what to.
It's curtains.
It's curtains for Bird. So you have an interest in the paranormal, supernatural. We're just gonna.
We're going back.
We're going back because I had some things I want to talk to you about.
Yes, please.
Okay, so
also I'm reading a book that I do want to mention later. But yeah, good.
What are you reading?
It's called The Communion. It's right. By this dude Whitley. I think it's Strebel, and it's about a guy who didn't necessarily believe in alien abductions before, but he had an experience that kind of swayed him the other way. But he never says that it's an alien abduction experience. He just says all the things that he did experience. He never saw any type of, I mean, he saw a being, but he didn't know what it was. So the whole time, he's just trying to like kind of piece it together. And it goes for a long time. Like after the experience, he's trying to like piece it all together without any type of hypnosis. And he finally comes to a point where, he's like, well, okay, well, some of this stuff is like coming back to me, but I'm not sure what it is yet. So I'm going to go through hypnosis. And if anybody knows anything about hypnosis, it's easy to sway somebody when they're under. Like it's a known thing. Like you can ask the right questions and they'll just answer away. Like,
yeah. Because I guess it's just I know they say it's like your subconscious talking, but
yeah.
I'm sure in that state, it could be almost like a dream state.
It could be anything, you know? Basically, he chose the right therapist, and he went through a long process of finding that therapist that wasn't going to ask those questions. He didn't want a therapist. He didn't want somebody that has a history of alien abductions. He wanted somebody that was kind of unsure about it. So that's what he went to. And it's just the whole process of him being hypnotized to come up with the different, I don't know, experience that he had, you know what I mean?
Right, trying to put the pieces together on that.
Yeah, basically, and he literally, like I said, he never says that it's an alien abduction. He says it's a weird thing. He says that he's more on the side that it could be.
Right.
And
there's a possibility.
Yeah, it's a really interesting book because this guy was an author. And that's why a lot of people are just kind of like, I don't know if we should really believe this guy because, right. I mean, he's an author of, like, horror films or, like, horror films. he's an author of, like, horror stuff like that, just, like, really eerie, ominous things. So it would be up his alley.
Yeah, it'd be in his wheelhouse. Yeah. He writes these horror novels and things like that.
It would be right up his alley to go and create a story about that. So, yeah, that's the interesting part of this book is because he's not really claiming anything.
Right.
So
I'll have to check that out.
You should, man.
You know, I was like always, and also too, I just feel like maybe when we were growing up, aliens were so, oddly enough, were so popular. Did you notice like in the 90s, like that alien head was always like on a bunch of like, if you go to Spencer's and you get like a Cat in the Hat dope hat, it's going to be neon
green.
Cat in the Hat dope hat. You remember the dope hats?
No.
Dude, you don't remember the Cat in the Hat like striped top hats?
I remember the Spencer's. I remember the striped top hats.
Yeah, they're called dope hats.
I did not know they were called dope hats.
Yeah,
I thought
for
that was just like some sort of hidden meaning behind like maybe there's like a hidden compartment where you can put your dope at.
Well, yeah, the whole compartment. It's like
a whole hat.
It's 12 inches high. It's a foot high.
You can put all your dope in there.
But I feel like aliens were just like very heavily merchandised, and like aliens were like on South Park and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
And then we grew up with like Unsolved Mysteries.
And then Mars Attacks came out. Oh my god, that movie was so good.
But I was always 100%. I'm like, yes, dude, this alien stuff. Like Roswell was an alien thing, and there's all these sightings. And then one time, you know how you like somebody just makes this claim, and you're like, oh man, this totally changes everything. I had one of those. Conspiracy Keanu meme moments, you know,
I'm
like, whoa. Oh, but somebody's like, yeah, I think that these alien abductions are false and it's all part of a scheme to get every country together for a new world order to come together to fight an intergalactic being. And I was like, oh my God.
Whoa, that's like right crazy. Up my alley. I'm a big conspiracy guy.
Yeah, me too. They were like, yeah, this is just, these are all, false flag type. These abductions are all
the way
fake.
You bring everybody together is make a common enemy.
Yeah, one common enemy. And I was like, oh my god,
yeah,
dude.
Whoa.
And that's the thing. Growing up with Unsolved Mysteries, I've just had like a total like Unsolved Mysteries.
You got
theme
Amazon
song.
Prime, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Oh hell yeah.
It's on Prime now.
Oh, it's on Prime.
But like Unsolved Mysteries theme is my ringtone, for example.
Okay.
Grew up obsessed with Unsolved Mysteries, and ever since
wait, no, that's X-Files, wasn't it?
Yeah. I love X-Files.
What I was about to go into is definitely
X-Files. But, I've just had like a huge interest in, you know, I don't believe everything that comes around, but I have a huge interest in like paranormal, in conspiracy, in just like hidden things, you know. Of course, when the Da Vinci Code came out, I was all over it.
Oh, yeah. The book's better than the movie. But
oh, man, that movie is difficult to get through.
Really?
The Da Vinci
Code
movie.
I don't know if I watched it.
I remember getting it on
DVD. I'm over here claiming that the book is better, and I haven't watched it.
You are absolutely correct.
At least I'm correct.
Just like The Passion of the Christ, dude. The book is way better. Zing.
Wow.
Sorry, guys.
That was a...
I might edit that out. That was a zinger. That was a zinger from left field.
Yeah, that was a zinger. That movie's crazy, but we'll move
anyway,
on.
Anyway, and to move on here.
Yeah.
But yeah, so but conspiracy culture, alien culture, paranormal culture. I'm excited to see the podcast get off the ground, and I'm going to definitely have to be on the show.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely.
I have not been abducted by aliens, but.
Wait until that happens.
I've been waiting. I've been sitting around SOSing with a flashlight up in the sky, yeah, and hopefully somebody's going to come pick me up.
It's like that meme that I saw, just like this UFO hovering over a field with a person in it. And they're just like, please, I'll pay you.
I am from a small backwater town in Indiana, so I feel like my chances of being abducted are high.
And here's the thing. I'm from Utica. Well, right now I'm living in Utica, and it's kind of out there.
That's UFO country.
I feel like there should be a UFO hovering around my house at any moment.
At any moment.
And I'm... open arms, you know what I mean? Here they are. They're here. I'm gonna hug you,
dude. The Birdman is ready to go home.
Ready to go home
to the, you know, yeah, your home planet.
No, I'm ready to go. I don't know if that's necessarily my home planet, but I'm ready to go there.
I'm ready to go.
My home planet's Florida.
Yeah, dude, you are so into being from Florida.
I really am. Everybody, there's a lot of my friends.
You're like the most Floridian I've ever met.
I miss it, man.
You love Florida.
I really do love Florida. Everybody else, every one of my friends got that indie animals tattoo. Well, here comes Bird, and he got the Florida animals tattoo.
Oh, man, making it happen.
Yeah, I'm making it happen. I got a flamingo on my arm, like a manatee, which I love manatees.
You should get a sporadic rainstorm and a lot of humidity tattooed on you if possible.
Just precipitation.
It's not going to be possible, but that's what that's my big drawback with Florida. It's too much humidity.
Yeah, it's so humid, man. When it's hot,
more humid than humid.
Yeah,
dude. Fucking Bob Zombie wrote a song about that, dude.
Bob Zombie wrote a song about precipitation, and it's about humidity, dude. Bob Zombie's really good.
But yeah, Bird. So, where can everybody check out your stuff?
What are we talking about? We talking about the podcast?
Well, yeah, everything. We're sliding into home base here.
Well,
you know,
we're actually on iTunes, so that's good. It's called The Drink. I got these burps.
You've been
man.
Drinking on it.
Yeah,
it's the LA, dude. You can't have a carbonated beverage and be on this podcast.
It's just, yeah.
I've been dealing with that the whole time.
You're gonna burp. I should have grabbed the water, but we are on iTunes. We are on iTunes. And we're called Drink On It Couchcast. Drink On It! ! Couchcast, one word. And we're also like on SoundCloud, and that is soundcloud.com/drinkonitcouchcast. And then as far as our band goes, we are on SoundCloud as well. We don't use anything else. I've never used Bandcamp in my life. I figured that was like kind of a very prehistoric way of getting your music out. So I got on SoundCloud, which is also prehistoric. But
I've been on Pure Volume.
Yeah, I was on Pure Volume. I remember Pure Volume. Man, why aren't I on that?
Dude, I'm on mp3.com check us out.
I'm going to have to check that out. I'm going to have to put ourselves on Pure Volume. But it's soundcloud.com/quickrunnerband. And we have 3 songs up right now that you can check out that aren't our new ones. They're very... they're just... very bare versions of what we have now, because we're re-recording those 3 songs. We're in the process of it right now, and they're about to be released, and then we're going to take those other songs down. But right now, you can hear us if you wanted to.
If you want a tasty sample.
Yeah, if you want a tasty sample of how Bird started out, go ahead and listen to those songs, because it's the most bare bones
Raw dog.
Raw dog. That's your story of your life, bro. Just grip it and rip it. Raw dog.
I'm hoping that you put the word raw dog in this description.
I'm going to put I will definitely figure out a way to raw dog.
Yeah, raw dog in there. But yeah, you can find us on SoundCloud. We have a Facebook. It's Quick Runner. You can find us on there. Drink on a Couchcast is also on Facebook. But Drink on a Couchcast is also on iTunes, which I just said. But yeah, look for us on there because that's where everybody gets their gets their podcast name.
Dude, the day that I got on iTunes, it was I went from having like hardly any listens to a considerable amount of listens.
Yeah,
iTunes
it does that, man. Like I looked at my SoundCloud after we got on iTunes, and there was considerably a lot more.
That's
listens.
Where you
got
to go.
We didn't necessarily get more followers; we just got more listens.
Hey, that does it too.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like the difference between when I was on iTunes, it'd be like two people from China listened, and I was like, "Oh my gosh!"
Does it say that?
Oh yeah, I have those kind of analytics or whatever you would call it, but yeah, it'll be like so many people from China or Australia or India, Malaysia.
That's cool.
And I'm like, man, this is crazy. I didn't think that my little podcast here at the Smithsonian would go all the way to China.
Smithsonian, dude, that's cool, man. I didn't know it told you about that.
Yes, it does.
Well. Now I know.
Now you know. And knowing is half the battle.
It is.
And guys, this is where we're going to leave it here today. That's the lesson for today. Knowing is half the battle.
Knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe. To quote G.I. Joe here, guys.
G.I. Joe.
Pork chop sandwich. But yes, guys, and that's it for us here today at the Sean vs. Wild podcast. I'm Sean Thriller Smith. The Sean vs. Wild podcast is going to be on iTunes, Stitcher. It's on iHeartRadio now, Google Play Music, wherever you want to check it out. And, everything will be posted for Quick Runner in the show description. And, Bird, anything else you want to say before we wrap this son of a gun up?
I just want to give a shout-out to Louisville itself because this is, like, the music scene, everything, the art scene, everything about Louisville is so
great. It's booming right now.
And that's the only reason I'm not back in Florida right now. I'll tell you that much. But, that's as far as that's concerned, that's about it.
All right, brother. Well, thank you so much for being here. I'm going to fist bump you. Bam.
Word.
Cheers to that.
All right.
This has been the Sean vs. Wild podcast.